So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
What's up, Deep Divers? This is Adam Roa. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Deep Dive Musings. Today I went into overwhelm. I'm here in Hawaii and I am committed to this new chapter of my life as a surrendered artist, surrendered to being a vessel, answering the call, living for something greater than myself, and doing it through the lens of art. And so here in Hawaii, we are focused on creating art every single day and content that is designed, it is intended to inspire and uplift and provoke thought and activate people. And so we're doing that. The last 3 days, we've woken up before sunrise to make it out to different areas of the island and film. And today, when we got back from a few hours of shooting, I went into a state of overwhelm. My emotions released in a really powerful way through crying. In that state of crying, it felt like I was seeking something to lean into. There was a part of me that was searching for, okay, I feel emotionally just in a whirlwind. Where can I lean into for some stability? And the project that we're working on, none of the content that we've been shooting since being in Hawaii is done yet. We're still figuring it out and finding flow, which is perfect and beautiful. And because we hadn't landed on a piece yet, it felt as if that wasn't stable either. And so I said, well, I've been pouring myself into the shooting of this film content, but it's not something stable enough yet. The foundation isn't there yet, so I can't lean into that. I'm all over the place emotionally. And I realized this was when I normally leaned into my previous partner. This was the part of me that would seek her out, that would call her, that would, if we were in the same place, go to her with the energy of help me, support me, please. And because we were together for almost 10 years and how well we knew each other, she knew how to show up for me in a way that brought me back into my center. Whether that was a cuddle, a hug, whether that was nurturing me with preparing a meal, whether that was singing to me, whether that was coaching me and helping support me in seeing a blind spot. Whatever it was, we had developed this way of communicating and being there and supporting each other. So she knew how to help me find my way back from a state of overwhelm back into my grounded center. And a lot of times, for those of you in relationships, you can probably relate. A lot of times that just looks like listening. And so as I was in this emotional spiral and as what I'd been pouring myself into wasn't feeling super stable in my worldview, then I started to see where I had previously sought for that help. And this was the part of me that also is wanting sovereignty, the part of me that is ready to not need her anymore to find my way back to center, to be able to lean into myself, to trust that as I'm going through that experience, I have got my own back. I know how to be with that. And that is what this journey is all about. Seeing this today was so powerful for me, because if you had asked me the question about how I handle when I'm in overwhelm, I never would have realized how quickly I leaned into the relationship for support. I knew that I did when it was necessary, but I didn't realize how quickly. Oh wow, my emotions are intense right now. Okay, let me lean into what I'm doing. And who knows, maybe while in relationship, that wouldn't even be the first thing. Maybe I would lean into her before that. But because that's why I'm in Hawaii, it was a situation of that. Let me lean into that. Oh, I'm not finding the stability there. Great. Now this is when I would go to her. Huh. How fascinating to see it. So much of this has been conceptual. So much of this is my understanding of what I was shown in ceremony. So much of this is my understanding conceptually that I don't know myself fully outside of this very sacred container of my previous partnership. Who am I outside of that? This was such a clear example of an aspect of myself that is ready to uplevel, because I want to be sovereign in that. I want energetic sovereignty. When I'm going through that emotional experience, I want to be able to sit in it and find my way back to center, not needing anything but my breath. And a lot of times I can do it, by the way. This is not an all or nothing. But while being in a really intense emotional experience, that's where I went. And I'm not going to make myself wrong or weak by going there. I'm simply going to say, that's not where I would like to turn moving forward. I get to turn inward and know it deep in my soul, know it. I've got it. I'm good. Breathe. So how about you? How about all of you deep divers? Tell me, think about it. When you go into your overwhelm, where do you turn? Is it someone else? Is it your relationship? Is it social media? Is it food? Is it alcohol? Where do you turn in the overwhelm? And how ready are you to turn inward and claim your sovereignty? I'm ready. Universe, I'm ready. Thank you for showing me the ways in which I wasn't knowing that. And thank you, deep divers, for your continued exploration of your own growth. I love being on this spaceship with no roof, hurtling through space, together. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.